What's going on, Bumper Podcast? It's me, Natty Bumper Car, and yeah, I know I'm not recording on as perfect of a schedule as I would like, as maybe you would like, but there's a lot going on, and I apologize. And I do miss you whenever I don't record. The Bumper Podcast has always been and probably always will be it's my favorite podcast that I do. So today, I'm going to try to tell you a story, and I'm going to try to sound not completely banu or loop-de-loop. I'm going to here's the thing. I lost my glasses. I got glasses this year for the first time in my life, and it was a big process for me. It was a lot for me to accept and to take in that I needed glasses, and to wear the glasses made me not have headaches and made me feel better. I could see, and it was really great. I didn't wear them all the time because whatever. I just don't. But I do wear them. And last week, I went out on a mission to a store. I had to get some stuff. We had a backyard pool above ground that I have found and got, so that the kids can play in that this summer. And because we're pretty locked in. We're here at home. And so I'm trying to find activities here at home that we can do. And so I found a pool, got a pool. Great. But then you have to get chemicals for the pool to make it clean, right? And so I went to a store to get those chemicals. And I wore my glasses. I left the house. I had my glasses on. I had my mask on. And I went to the store. And when I got to the store, I went in. I got all of my stuff. I got home. I took my mask off. No glasses. I have no recollection of touching my face, of taking my glasses off. I don't know why I would have. But the glasses are gone. Just gone. Disappeared. This is a store that I'd never been to before either, this specific store. And so immediately, I call the store and I say, "Hey, I lost my glasses there. Can you look around?" And this was probably a 30-minute phone call of waiting on hold, being transferred around the store, and people basically like, no glasses. But I don't know about you, but have you ever lost anything and it's really frustrating because you're like, I don't feel like you even looked. I'm pretty sure you just put me on hold on the phone and then waited a couple minutes and came back just to say no. That's the sense I was getting. Now, I had a couple of meetings to do. I had a couple of I took a shower, a couple of things to do, and then I went back out to the store. It's about a 25-minute drive. And I got there, and I was able to park near the same parking place that I was in before. And I was laying on the ground, and I was looking in the parking lot, and just kind of, really retracing my steps. It's amazing the mental recall that I was able to have, as far as I was like, I remember that yellow glove on the ground. So this is where that's how I knew which parking place I was in. And then I went inside and I walked the exact path, because I was like, all right, I came in the store. I asked someone here and they sent me over there to the pool stuff. I went to the pool stuff and I spent a lot of time, because I remember I had to step over a box. And then I remember a guy coming at me with his shopping cart. And so I had to hop around a box, and I just remembered, and I was like, I remember looking at that thing. I remember, moving that. So I went through every process. I went down this aisle. I had to back away when some people were coming. Like, I just really remembered. And I went to all the desks, and I said, I went to the first two, it's called the pro desk, and they said, nope, no glasses here. I said, okay, cool, go to the customer service. So I went to customer service. Waited in their line. They had three pairs of glasses. None were mine. That's fine. And then I went to the cashier station where I was before. The cashier who had checked me out was not there. But another nice woman was there, and she looked no glasses. I said, totally cool. So I did one more walk around the store and then actually bumped into, like, saw the cashier who checked me out. And I said, it was really weird. I was like, you! And she was like, ah, why are you you-ing me? And I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to you that aggressively. But I was here a while ago. And she's like, oh, yeah, I remember. And I was like, I left my glasses. Did you find any glasses? And she's like, oh, I did find some glasses. And I was like, oh, this is the greatest. We walked over, and she pulled some glasses out of a drawer. And I was like, that's them. But then, because I can't see, then I was like, oh, wait, that's actually not them at all. And so no glasses found, all right? I was upset. I was depressed. I don't like losing things. These glasses were expensive. I don't have insurance for these glasses. And so it was a bitter pill to swallow, but I got over it, went home, sulked a little bit, which is fine, and whatever. We moved on. Now, I waited a couple of days, and I called. No glasses. Okay, thank you. And then I went back, and I said, one more time, I have to go back. And then I can cross this off my list. So, I don't know. I'm weird with the universe in that I feel like sometimes I have to go through, jump through so many hoops, and I just go ahead and I do it, and then it's almost like a video game where it's like, hey, you have to go find this loaf of bread. Oh, did you find the ball for the bird? And like all this weird stuff. And I just go ahead and do it and I accept it. And I don't really get that frustrated. And then usually in the end, you know, like I'll find the thing I'm looking for. Not all the time. But so I'm fine with going through the process of having to look for the thing. It's my responsibility. I lost the glasses. I understand. So I drive back out there, did the same thing, walked my path, found my parking place, laid on the ground again, went along like the curb, because sometimes parking lots will have these big machines that sweep everything, and I'm like, aha, maybe it swept them against the curb. No. Went to the front door. There was a man in a, not a wheelchair, but like one of those automatic chairs, and he worked there, and I said, excuse me. Do you have like a lost and found? Nope. And I was like, oh. And he's like, I mean, I have a lost and found. And I was like, ooh, that's what I just asked you. So cool. Do you have, I lost some glasses here. Well, I don't have any glasses. Okay. Dismissive, like immediately dismissive, right? Which is, I'm just like, okay, thank you. Move on, right? There's my first hurdle. I got past it. Went to the spot, the register where I was, asked. There was a woman there who remembered me. She's like, I am so sorry. We looked everywhere. I didn't find any glasses. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you spending time and having some empathy for me. I appreciate that. I walked my path, went to all the same places I went before. Now, this is where it starts to get interesting. I wait in line to go to the customer service. I get there and I see the woman who had helped me before. And I say, and so I get there. And as I'm going up, she actually has to go help a customer. Okay. So another woman calls me up. I'm like, hi, I lost my glasses here on Thursday. And well, we don't have any glasses. I was like, whoa, but can I finish? Like, why are you cutting me off? Okay. And I was just like, well, the other woman who was, can I say, can you just look through the drawers behind the desk where you're standing? She's like, no, we don't have any glasses. And I was like, cool. And she said, and we're not allowed to go through the drawers. They're the what? And I was like, okay, but the drawers are the drawers that you're standing at. And the woman who was just here, she went through the drawers on Thursday and she pulled out three pairs of glasses. So I think you have glasses. Oh, you need to go talk to Fernandez. He's at the front door. I was like, I talked to him. He didn't have any glasses. He's like, well, then there's no glasses. I was like, but can you please, I drove all the way out here. Can you please just look through the drawers? No, you're going to have to talk to Sheila. Sheila was the one who I'd talked to before who had gone to help a customer. Okay, fine. Thank you. I will wait. And I was getting a little bit exasperated, a little bit frustrated. And the woman behind me in line went, ugh, like that. And I was just like, you don't even know what I'm going through right now. You don't even, what are you ugging me? Here's the thing. If I lose something in a store, I do not think I'm asking very much for you to open the drawer that you're standing in front of. Just pull it open and look to see if there are any glasses. She refused. And so fine, I waited for Sheila. Sheila came back, rolled her eyes at me, which is fine also. I get it. I'm probably annoying you, but I want my glasses. Hi. I was here the other day. I remember you. Thank you. I was wondering if you found any more glasses. There's no glasses. Well, can you just look in the drawer? Did you go to the guy at the Fernandez at the front desk? Yeah, I did. But he said there was no glasses and sent me over here. She's like, fine. So she opens the drawer and she starts to dig through it. She's like, there's no glasses. There's no glasses. I was like, oh, okay. Well, thanks for looking through the drawer. And then she pulled out 5 pairs of glasses. As she's saying, well, there's no glasses, she's holding in her hand 5 pairs of glasses. And I was stunned. And I was like, but there's glasses that you're holding that you are lost in. What? And then she's like, well, are these yours? And I said, no, I don't think any of those are mine. And she's like, well, yeah, exactly. And I'm like, but you don't know what my glasses are. So why would you just say, no, there's no glasses when there's clearly glasses? Thank you very much, I said. Have a nice day. I walk off. I went over to near where I was before. And I walked past, there's a paint section. I stopped at the paint section, just offhand, because I remember I had asked for directions. I had stopped at the paint section and said, hey, do you know where this is? And they were like, it's over there. And I said, excuse me. Off chance, do you guys have a lost and found over here? And he said, no, that would be at the pro desk. Not the customer service desk, but the pro desk. I said, okay. Why, what'd you lose? I lost some glasses. Oh, yeah, well, we have some glasses here. Why didn't you just... That's lost and found. That's considered something that someone has lost and that you have found and you're holding here. And he went and he got this box and he pulled out 2 pairs of glasses. Again, neither were mine. But do you know how frustrating it is when you're wandering around the store for the second time hunting for your glasses and you've called twice and everybody has a different story? I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. I felt like I was in some world where I don't know what was happening. Where I felt like I was on another planet. Like, I felt like there was a language difference, but not just like if I went to Europe or something and there'd be a little bit of like, you know, I could just point at my, but it was just like I was like on Jupiter and I was like, hi, I lost my globdorps. And they're like, ugh, we don't have any globdorps, as they're holding a box of globdorps. Fine. Thank you, sir, at the paint section. Have a great day. So then I went over to the nuts and bolts aisle, right? And I was looking around there because I remember being over there. And these two guys were like, well, can I help you, sir? And I was like, yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm looking. I lost some glasses here. You guys don't have any glasses at this desk here, do you? No, lost and found is over in customer service. And at that point, I was really done. I was over it, and I kind of snapped. And I was like, ha, funny thing, they don't have any glasses over there, but everybody seems to have their own lost and found throughout the whole store. It's like everybody's their own lost and found. And they got angry and they just shrugged and walked away. And I was like, okay, I've officially lost it. I'm done. So then I went back to the pro desk and I asked them again. I hadn't asked them on this trip. And there was a woman there. She's like, no, that'd be customer service. And I said, funny story. Customer service says they didn't have any. Then they did have several. And then I went to paint and they had some. And then they had some other ones at this register over here. And she's like, well, what do you want me to do? And I was like, can you please just open the drawer that's in front of you? Like, why won't people just look? Why won't you just look for my glasses? And she looked. Oh, she opened it. I don't see any glasses. but maybe they're back in the back office, lost and found. And I was just like, wait, there's a secret lost and found now that I'm finding out about. Can you check that? No, it's in the back. Well, can you call them and ask them, please? And she called, and the person wasn't there. And then a cart comes in with a guy steering the cart, and she said, oh, there he is. And she goes over to him. And so I know the drill at this point, and I walk over near, and it's the guy who was originally at the front door, who was sitting in the automated cart. And I said, and I heard her, like, just so, again, dismissively, I don't know, this guy, pro desk, glasses. And I was standing there, and it was clearly, she didn't actually know that I was standing behind her, and he was just like, I already told that guy, no glasses. And then I kind of, very tamely, but I started just yelling. I was just like, why won't you people just help me? I was like, you said you don't have glasses. And you said, and then I went over, you said there's no glasses in the store. I went to the customer service, found 3 pairs of glasses. I went to the paint department, found 2 pairs of glasses. I found glasses everywhere in the store. And then he looked at me and he said, but were they your glasses? And I was like, no, but that's not the point. That doesn't matter. What matters is that you guys just seem completely incapable of helping. It's just, here's the thing, people. Bumper Podcasketeers. I love you guys to death. You're the best. And I would hope, beyond hope, that if you ever in your life come upon someone who needs you to help them, someone who it would take nothing out of your day to put a little bit of effort in, and again, to empathize, that's to have, to understand that they're going through something, understand that they're having some emotions, help them. Helping is good. I came home and I was talking to my wife and I said, I don't understand. If I was working at a retail job, which I have many times in my life, and somebody came in desperate, I lost something. Can you help me find it? You know what I'm going to do? Drop everything. And that's going to be what I'm going to do, because it's a lot more fun to go on the glasses hunt adventure than it is to just whatever, right? And it's like, all right, let's see here. I'm in this store, so let me think. Bob usually has stuff that he carries around that he finds. Maybe it's Tracy. You know, we're gonna go talk to Tracy. You know, like, I would help. I wouldn't roll my eyes. I wouldn't just, you know, it's like if someone's lost and they come up to you and they're like, hi, I don't know which way I'm supposed to go. And you go, welp, and walk away. It doesn't take anything for you to help them. Just help people. It's a big, mean, scary world that I can't see anymore because I don't have glasses. And just, we're all in this together. Right? Right. I hope you're well, Bumper Podcasketeers. I miss you. I'll talk to you soon. Don't forget, if you are ever bored, 12 o'clock, roughly 12 o'clock, every day, Monday through Friday, Pig and his pals do a show, and it's on Facebook, it's on YouTube, it's on Periscope, which is Twitter. Go watch it. It's a blast. It's like 25 minutes. It's my favorite time of the day, and I hope it's your favorite time of the day, too. In the meantime, can you just look in your drawer real quick while you're listening to this? Just, and see if, do you have my glasses? Please!